to me. He says, Lieutenant, whose tank is that? I say, that's my tank, sir. He said, I noticed that name you have on your tank, Homicidal Maniacs. How did you get that? I said, well, the crew, you know, I let them name the tank, and they thought that would be a good name. He says, Lieutenant, have that name removed immediately. We are a civilized nation fighting a civilized war. We will not be known as Homicidal Maniacs. So my crew was very unhappy and changed the name to Happy Landing.
Ceiling of the bedroom of threads where hundreds, literally hundreds of silhouettes, and I could identify them, you know. And so I had a bedroom, and hanging from the ceiling of my bedroom on threads were hundreds, literally hundreds of aircraft, British, French, American, Japanese, German, all the silhouettes, and I could identify them and learn all of the aircraft so you could identify them and know what to shoot. Shoot.
'Cause nothing had gone wrong. Everything was okay. The kid was okay. The mother was okay. That's the first thing. It's kind of like relief. Then it's a matter of, well, it's not easy to begin with, you know, just dealing with the world yourself. And then when a kid comes along, it's like, you know, just 10 times as much responsibility, because you just have to, you got to provide for, you know, it's not only the food, the clothing, and the warmth. And there's so many other things you got to guard the kid against. You're responsible to deliver the world to the kid. You gotta keep watch and keep guard on her constantly to make sure that she, you know, turns out right.
Lily.
Margaret, we're going to Times Square. Let's show Lily her first New Year's Eve.
You know, click. Times Square on New Year's Eve is an incredible happening phenomenon. I mean, it's one of those things that anybody should experience once in their life. What happens is that there's hordes of crazy people who, for mindless reasons, congregate in this sort of five-block area surrounding Times Square, 7 hours.
Off the wall. I can't hear anything anymore except all these people screaming.
What they're doing is they're
screaming.
What they're doing is they're
screaming.
Standing around waiting.
Can't really see what's going on by the main thing.
Here I
dancing and carrying on.
What they're doing is they're standing around waiting for some lights on the side of a building. Some lights to kind of send. It's a ball.
They have superiority militarily over every significant thing in the arsenal.
You cannot appease or otherwise surrender in war. There is no substitute for victory.
The first step, to make you register your firearm.
Come on, baby. I want it.
The next step of the collectivist is to send gun collectors around to pick them up.
Give it to me.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms is guaranteed in the Constitution. Don't ever give up your firearm.
They have superiority militarily over every significant thing in the arsenal.
He's a fool, man. Give it to me.
Oh, fuck you up.
What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it?
Reject! Reject!
Not just give it to him. Come on, baby.
When you're a jet,
I won.
You're a jet.
Give it to me.
Reject! Reject!
You had to be able to identify all the planes. Italian, German, Japanese, Russian. So you know what to shoot down. To identify all the planes, German, Jap, Russian, so you know what to shoot down. Identify all the planes, Jap, Russian. You had to be able to identify all the planes. Russian,
stop.
Russian,
stop.
Russian,
stop.
Russian,
stop.
Russian,
stop.
But I didn't hear about it for years and years. My dad went to my room and locked himself in. The room I'd grown up in is my doll collection and my teddy bears and my organdy bedspread. And also in that part of the house was where he kept his antique gun collection. And she spoke to him through the door, but he didn't answer.
Jim, come to bed!
She was genuinely afraid. She had not been aware that he was that upset. And so he stayed in there till the morning, and then he came out and no one ever mentioned it again. Thank you.
but I'll never understand why she left so suddenly.
Jim, look. I don't think you should worry about it. She'll call. Okay, now you rest. She can take care of herself.
Hello? Hello?
My father would be the one that would have difficulty because, after all, I'm his daughter. And when I left, my father cried, and I don't think...
Lily! 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 I'm calling the police.
Jim, she's a grown-up.
Then I'm calling a detective.
I want someone to find my daughter.